What up, what up, what up, little people, big people, all people. If you hear the sound of my voice, that means you are listening to an episode of Buffed Up Sports, available on all major podcasting platforms. It's been a while since you heard from me. Had some things going on, but I'm glad to be back. So, I'm going to address the elephant in the room as to why I haven't had an episode of Buffed Up Sports recently. So, time to get serious for a minute. So, about a month ago, my grandmother passed, and it caught me off guard. It was unexpected, so I was devastated. I'm at a loss of words. I don't want to say too much just because I do want to get through this episode. But that was tough. So I took a break because it was much needed. So I'm hoping everybody understands. But I bring this up once to explain why I was gone. I also want to say thank you, like genuinely thank you to all of those who have reached out to me and my family. We definitely all appreciate it. Like I said, it was unexpected. So we all took it very hard. That was not an easy thing to go through. It's still not. But as they all say, time heals all wounds and you learn how to go through. I do want to say, obviously, when you go through something like that, your mind is everywhere. You're kind of just done. So obviously, I took the break from the podcast, but I was like, there was no way. There was no way I was just going to stop for good. I didn't know how long my break was going to be, but I knew I was going to have to come back. And I say that because some of y'all may already know this, but for those who don't, again, I cannot make this up. My grandmother gave me one last gift, and I got it the day she died. It was a selfie ring light that she wanted me to use when I post my videos for my podcast, something to help me out equipment-wise. That's all she wanted. She just wanted to make sure I had some equipment for my podcast. And this is probably the first time I've talked about it without going to tears because I couldn't get through when I would tell people. So for my grandma, long story short, for my grandma to give me one last gift, the fact I got it the day she passed, and for it to be for my podcast, knowing that, her knowing that was my dream, there was no way I could just stop. I was like, if anything, that's all the motivation needed to keep going and keep going harder at that. Like I said, I cannot make this up. This is all a true story. In fact, I'm so glad. Two things. One, when I was doing the announcing at high school, I'm glad my grandma got to come out and hear me. In fact, I think she came to like the last game I did in high school, if I'm not mistaken. It was senior night. Yes, she came to my senior night game. So for her to hear me, I'm glad she got to hear me. Second thing is, I'm glad she had a chance to listen to this podcast. I remember the day I started, I sent it out to her. I was like, Grandma, I was like, I don't know how you are with sports, because I've never heard my grandma talk about sports. So I was like, I don't know how familiar you are with sports, but I was like, I got the sports podcast, and I appreciate it if you could check it out and just listen to it. And she was, of course, no problem, you know, that type thing. Just a grandmother's love, man. Nothing like it. So, man, it just still don't seem real, but I mean, I'm just at a loss of words. Definitely miss her. Definitely, even though she's gone, I still love her. That's just facts right there. But now that I got that out the way, let's try to get the energy back on this episode because we got to talk about some sports. And like I said, I've been gone a minute. So much has happened. We got to get right into it, y'all. First thing first, boxing. Do you want to see a Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury Part 3 fight? Honestly, no, I don't. Especially if it's going to postpone an Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury fight. But I will want to see a Wilder versus Fury fight on one condition. If Deontay Wilder actually learned how to box. if he finally realized he can't depend on that right hand for everything and actually learn how to use some boxing technique, I think he might have a good shot. Because that power is still going to be there. As long as he got that power, he's in the fight. But Fury exposed him as far as that power is not everything. You know what I'm saying? So if it interrupts or postpone Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury, then I don't want a Wilder Fury part 3. But if they can figure it out and get everything together accordingly, then hey, I wouldn't mind seeing a third fight. So that's that. The WNBA, hey ladies, WNBA is back, and it's the 25th season underway. Early season prediction. Let me make it known now. I got the Las Vegas Aces coming out as champs. They got to the championship series last year, so I got them coming out this year, top dogs. Know what I'm saying? I do, because Liz Cambage is back. Asia Wilson is the reigning MVP. I'm just saying. That front court they got. Shoo. Ain't nobody about to stop them. What y'all playing? The game's already been exciting. We about a weekend. We got Diana Taurasi, the GOAT, in my opinion, hitting game winners already. There's two things about the WNBA that I always say, and I'm going to keep saying it. One, for those who don't watch it, you need to watch it, okay? It's that simple. Second thing is, can we please get the Detroit Shock back? I'm telling y'all, if they brought the Shock back, I would watch every game instead of just catching it when I can. I would make it a point to turn on the games if I could, if they brought the Shock back. Like, they were the best franchise in the whole league, and they took them away to Oklahoma out of all places? Come on, man. I just never liked that, and I never will. If they brought the Shock back, it would bring so... That's like... I'm going to bring it to NBA terms. When they took the Shock away, that was like them taking the Chicago Bulls, the San Antonio Spurs, a team like that away. A team that has a great history, has multiple rings in their franchise history, and they just take them away. So imagine the NBA taking the Spurs or Chicago, relocating them. That's pretty much what the WNBA did with the Shock, and I'm still not happy about it to this day. Like, how do you let this happen? Detroit Lions. They drafted the best lineman in the class, so they say, Penei Sewell. I don't know much about dude, but if he know how to hold his ground and keep these D linemen from getting to the quarterback, I'll be okay with it, because that's all you need. That's all a lineman's supposed to do. And we all know the Lions have not had a great offensive line in a minute. But they also signed Frank Ragnow. They re-signed him to 4 years, $70 million, becoming the highest paid center in league history. So the Lions are obviously trying to get their offensive line together. So maybe it's a change on the way. Maybe times will change and we will have this offensive line finally be good. Last thing on the Lions, Dan Campbell once again dropped another gem. He says he wished he could have live Lions at the Lions practice facility. Yes, he wants actual, real Lions at the Detroit Lions practice facility. No way in the world he pulls that off, but imagine if they could, y'all. Let's be real. That would be kind of sick. Not even going to lie. We would have clout off that one, as they say. We would have clout, because that would be all over social media, Sports Center, all that. We wouldn't know how to act in Detroit if we pulled that off. Red Wings. Haven't watched a lick of hockey in I don't even know when. I just know the Red Wings ain't make the playoffs, so that's all that needs to be said there. Tigers. Let's talk about some Detroit Tigers for a minute. First of all, last episode, I was talking about Akil Badu, how he was on fire. That ended pretty quickly. I mean, it happens. Everybody goes through a slump. I know, us fans, we kind of figured a slump was going to come, but at the same time, you would still had that little bit of hope, like, ah, I hope he can keep it together, because the type of hot streak he was on just doesn't happen every day. So we was looking forward to it. So the Tigers started off their season rough, but I tell you what, these last few weeks, they've been on fire. I mean, we talking, they've been 8-2 in their last 10 games, I believe. Or is it 9-1? It's 8-2 or 9-1, one or the other. But I know they've been on fire. And so I'm going to go off topic for a second, but I promise I'm going to wind it back in. So the LA Angels, they released a legendary slugger, Albert Pujols, right? So I'm thinking, oh, Miguel Cabrera's next. And then Miguel Cabrera's honestly not been so bad lately. I mean, his batting average still a little low. But as far as getting base hits, RBIs, and whatnot, in fact, he now has the most hits by a Venezuelan-born player. So, I mean, the man is doing his thing. He's doing his thing. I'm going to keep saying this. Once Miguel Cabrera reaches 500 homers and 3,000 hits, which I still have hope for, which I still think he can do in the next year or two, I say you call it a career. As soon as he reached them marks, call it a career. I almost was about to say, nah, just release him like y'all did Pujols. But nah, let him go ahead. Let him go ahead. That's why I said I'm going to bring it back. But that's not even the most important thing from the Tigers recently. The most important thing is it's a Wednesday night. It's about 11:30. I'm thinking about going to bed. So I'm going to my room, just about to turn the TV off and, you know, get some rest. But before, I went on Twitter. And everybody on Twitter was saying, hey, if you're not watching the Tigers game, you might want to go put it on. And I'm like, uh-oh. I'm hoping it's something good, but at the same time, I'm like, this could easily be something bad. So I go on ESPN. I'm on my ESPN app. I check the box score to the game. I see the Tigers are winning 2-0. Okay, cool. And then I see it's a zero in the hit column. I was like, oh boy. I looked at my phone. It was the sixth inning. I said, I tell you what. I was about to go to sleep, but I ain't going to sleep now. But I said I wasn't watching the game. So now I'm debating, do I turn the game on or do I jinx this? I mean, no hitters don't happen every day. So I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do. So I said, all right, if you get through the seventh, I'm going to turn it on. I turn it on because Spencer Turnbull still hasn't gave up a hit through seven innings. So I said, all right, bet, it's the eighth inning. I got to turn the game on. And Turnbull is just dealing. He's just dealing them. He's striking out. He's making big plays. Candelario making a big defensive play for a line drive that went by third base. He dives out, get it. No hitter still going on. So I'm like, all right, this might be the night. Now I'm at the point, not only am I not about to go to sleep, I think I need to start calling folks who might be asleep and tell them put the game on right now. My dad was asleep. I was like, oh, I don't know if I should wake him up. Because I'm like, if it don't happen, he's going to be mad. Considering he has to get up in 3 hours. So I was like, well, I don't know if I should wake him up. So I called my grandfather. I'm like, hey, man, you up? He was like, oh, I was just about to go to sleep. I was like, put the Tigers game on. I was like, I'm not going to jinx it. But put the Tigers game on, man. He was like, why? I was like, I don't want to jinx it. But just know, we might see some history tonight. So he put it on and realized what was going on. He was like, oh, I ain't going to sleep either. So now I'm trying to get more and more people up. I'm on social media. I'm tweeting. I'm Facebooking. I'm doing all that, telling people, please wake up and put the Tigers game on. So now we in the ninth inning. Spencer Turnbull walks the first batter, the leadoff batter of the bottom of the ninth. And I'm scared now because his pitch counter passed 100. I'm like, please don't take him out the game. But then he got a strikeout. Then he got another out. Now we one out away from history. Swing and a miss. We just watched the eighth no-hitter in Tigers history. Only eight in the history of this franchise. That just tells you this thing does not happen every day. So the fact we just got to watch history. Oh, man. This game ended right before 1 a.m. in the morning. And I'm so glad I stayed up for it. I had class the next day. I didn't care. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Even though this class was just yesterday, do I remember what I did in class? No. But do I remember staying up and watching Spencer Turnbull throw a no-hitter? Yes. And skip all of you that say no-hitters don't count anymore and they're losing their prestige. A no-hitter is a no-hitter. These are professional baseball players that are getting balls thrown at them and they are not able to hit it. So, yes, I feel like the fact that the Tigers have been on a hot streak lately, and the fact we just got a no-hitter that nobody pretty much saw coming, that might be the turn of the times for this hopeless city when it comes to sports right now, because let's be real, all our teams are bad. But that might be the first domino to fall, as they say, because now we're going to go into the Pistons. I saw a tweet, and it said, the fact that the Tigers just threw a no-hitter guarantees the fact that the Detroit Pistons will get the first pick of the draft. And I'll tell you what, I would be the happiest person in the world if the Pistons got the first pick. More on that in a second. The Pistons have no doubt had a rough season record-wise. But as far as watching them play, the excitement was probably the most exciting season we've watched in a very long time. Because all the games would be close. The players would give their all. They would give their heart. It's just when you have a young team like that that don't know how to close games, losses happen. So I can live with all this, though, because we had the young pieces showing potential to the point you give them more time to get more experience in, this team can be legit. And Troy Weaver has already shown he knows what he's doing, so I put my trust into him. You got these rookies coming in, Sadiq Bey and Isaiah Stewart, who should be on the all-rookie teams. They came in, exceeded expectations. If you had expectations, if your expectations were on par with what they did this season, you're lying, because I don't think anybody expected this out of them. Even Killian Hayes, he had a rough start to his first 7 games of the season. Faces a hip injury. He's out for over a month. He comes back. Looks like he's finally comfortable playing the game. He starts showing flashes. So my point is, they're saying the Tigers no-hitter is going to be the change of the times for the city. The Pistons look like they have some young pieces ready to be the core for the next couple of years. And on top of that, the Lions look like they finally starting to get an offensive line together. Red Wings, I still don't know what the heck they're doing, but I hope they're doing okay, though. My point is, we really might just be watching the times change in this hopeless sports city. Because don't get it twisted, they might be bad, but Detroit is a sports town. I mean, the fact that all 3 arenas and stadiums are in the same area, same street, block, whatever you want to call it, the fact that they're that close together should be everything you need to know. Next thing for the Pistons, though, shout out to Big Ben Wallace for finally, like The Rock says, finally getting into the Hall of Fame. And if you don't think he's a Hall of Famer, then you don't need to watch basketball. I go on Twitter, I see somebody say, well, Ben Wallace can get to the Hall of Fame, you might as well let Kendrick Perkins get in. Stop it. Stop being haters. 4-time Defensive Player of the Year. Multi-time All-Star. NBA champion. The dude was undrafted, still found a way not only make an impact, but to be team's best player. The man was the heart and soul of Detroit during his time here. He had people rocking afros just so they can look like him. I was one of them. People don't just do that if you're not making an impact, is what I'm saying. So that obviously means the man left an impact in this city. People loved him. Still do. When Ben Wallace comes to Pistons games, which he does often, the crowd goes crazy when they show him on the Jumbotron. They love him. So congrats to him. Now, for the Pistons and this first draft pick. The Pistons have never got a first draft pick, okay? Never happened. As far as the draft lottery goes, the Pistons have never went up as far as they was expected to get this draft pick, and they ended up getting a pick higher than that. No, that's never happened. They've been expected to get a draft pick, and they either got that pick they was expected to get, or they fail. So I think this year, we have better odds of getting the 5th pick and the 6th pick over the 1st pick. But we do have better odds of getting the 1st pick, 2nd pick, 3rd, and 4th pick. So 1st is higher than 2nd, 2, 3, and 4. But 5th and 6th are more likely to happen in 1st. So I'll tell you what, come draft lottery night and we fall under 5, then this is when you can start getting excited, because it's like, oh, shoot, this might happen. I say all this, though, because I have an announcement to make. I'm so confident that the Pistons won't get the first overall pick, And don't get it twisted. I still love my Detroit Pistons. That's still my team. I'm a diehard fan to the day I die. That's not going to change. I'm always going to root for them. It's just I've seen how these draft lotteries go with the Pistons. And even when we do get the second pick, we draft somebody like Darko. So I'm still not going to get excited all the way. But anyway, I've seen how these draft lotteries have done the Pistons. The Pistons have had a messed up season. We desperately need a number one pick. I say all this to say, I just don't see the Pistons getting a number one pick. Again, we've never got it, and we never move up as far as our lottery odds of getting that number one pick. So I have made the decision that if we get the number one pick, I was like, I'll do something crazy. I'll do something not only to celebrate, but it'll be so crazy, you know, I really ain't expect this to happen. So I made a deal, and I'm letting all y'all know. So if this was to happen, y'all could come for me and tell me you better hold your end of the deal. If the Detroit Pistons somehow, some way, get the number one pick of the draft, the 2021 draft to be specific, if that happens, I will shave my head. And I'm not kidding. I'm so for real. I will have this boy clean cut to the point you'll have to throw some shine on my head. I'm not lying. I will do that. I will take the Clippers myself and do it. I'll record it, post it on social media, and all of y'all will see I was not playing. How about that? I'll shave my head. That's all I have to say there. Thank you for your time. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is the same for both accounts at RJ_Hunt36. I just made a Facebook account. So if you want, send me a friend request on Facebook at RJ Hunt. Follow the craziness I post on TikTok at RJHunt36. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. And if you can, please subscribe, leave a rating, and leave a review. Please, because I love to hear the feedback. And if you love today's episode, send it to a friend. Now just remember to follow these words, because I've had to say these to myself countless times during this rough period. But those words are to spread love, keep your chest out, hold your head up, show off them pretty teeth, don't you worry about a thing. Till next time, y'all be good out there. God bless you all. Peace. Thank you.